Surat Al-Mulk. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Blessed be He in whose hands is the kingdom of the universe, and has power over all things, the one who created death and life so that He may put you to test to find out which of you is best in deeds. He is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving, the one who created the seven heavens one above another. You will not see any flaw in the creation of the Compassionate. Look once again. Do you see any flaw? Then look still another time. Yet again your sight will come back bewildered and feel exhausted. We have decorated the heaven of this world with lamps, and we made them as missiles for pelting the shaitans, and thus prepare for them the scourge of flames. As for those who disbelieve thereof, there will be the punishment of hell, which is an evil abode. When they will be plunged into its fire, they shall hear its roaring and boiling, as though bursting with rage. Every time a group is plunged therein, its stars will ask, "Did not a warner come to you?" They will answer, "Yes, indeed, a warner did come to us, but we rejected him and said, Allah has revealed nothing. You are merely in gross error." They will further say, "Had we only listened or used our intelligence, we would have not been among the inmates of the blazing fire." Thus shall they confess their sin, so away from the mercy of Allah will be the dwellers of hell. As for those who fear their Rabb, although they have not seen him, shall have forgiveness and a great reward. Whether you speak in secret or aloud, surely he is aware of all that is in the breasts. Would he who has created them not know? He is the knower of finest mysteries and aware of everything. It is he who has made the earth subservient to you, to walk through its tracts and eat of his provided sustenance. To him is the return at resurrection. Do you feel secure that he who is in heaven will not cause the earth to cave in beneath you and start shaking suddenly? Or do you feel secure that he who is in heaven will not send against you a violent tornado? Then you shall know how was my warning. Those who have gone before them likewise disbelieved. Then see how terrible was the way I rejected them. Do they not observe the birds above them, spreading their wings and folding them? None could hold them up except the Compassionate. Surely it is he who watches over all things. What force is there that can help you besides the Compassionate? In fact, the unbelievers are suffering from delusion. Or who is there that can provide you if he withholds his provision? Yet they persist in rebellion and aversion from the truth. Just think, who is rightly guided? He who walks with his face bent down, or he who walks properly on an even path? Say, it is he who has brought you into being, gave you the faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding, yet you are seldom thankful. Say, it is he who has multiplied you in the earth, and before him you shall all be assembled. They ask, when will this promise be fulfilled if what you say is true? Tell them, Allah alone has the knowledge of that. My mission is only to warn you plainly, but when they shall see it close at hand, the faces of the disbelievers will turn black with gloom, and it will be said to them, this is which you were calling for. Further say, have you ever considered that even if Allah destroys me as well as those with me, or bestows his mercy on us, who will save the disbelievers from a painful punishment? Say, he is the Compassionate. In him we have believed, and in him we have put our trust. Soon you will find out which one of us is in the manifest error. Say, have you ever considered that if all the water you have sink down in the ground, who is it that will bring you the clear flowing water? Noon. By the pen and what they write, by the grace of your Rabb, you are not a madman, and you shall have a never-ending reward. You are of the highest noble character. Soon you will see, and they will see, which of you is afflicted with madness. Surely it is your Rabb who knows those who have strayed from his way, as he knows best those who are rightly guided. So do not yield to the unbelievers. They desire you to compromise a little, so they too would compromise. Neither yield to any mean oathmonger, mischief-making slanderer, opponent of good, transgressor, wicked oppressor, and above all, ignoble by birth, though he be possessing wealth and children. When our revelations are recited to him, he says, they are nothing but the tales of the ancients. Soon we shall brand him on the snout. Surely we shall try them as we tried the owners of the garden when they swore that they would pick its fruit the next morning without adding any reservation. So a calamity from your rug came down upon it while they slept, and by the morning it lay as if it had been already harvested. At daybreak, they called out to one another, saying, go out early to your crop if you want to pick its fruit. So they went, whispering to one another, let no needy person enter upon you in the garden today. Thus they went out, fixed in their stingy resolve. But when they saw the garden, they cried, surely we must have lost our way. Nay, we have become destitute. The most upright among them said, did I not tell you to glorify Allah? Why did you not glorify him? Then they said, glory be to our Rabb. Surely we were unjust. And they started blaming one another. Finally they said, woe to us. Surely we have become rebellious. It may be that our Rabb will give us in exchange a better garden than this. Surely to our Rabb do we make our humble petition. Such is the punishment in this life, but the punishment in the hereafter is even greater, if they but knew it. Surely the righteous will be rewarded with gardens of delight by their Rabb. What do the disbelievers think? Shall we treat the Muslims as we treat the guilty? What is the matter with you? What kind of judgment do you make? Or do you have a book in which you read that you shall be given whatever you choose? Or do you have a sworn covenant, a covenant binding on us till the day of resurrection, that you shall have whatever you demand? Ask if any of them will vouch for that. Or do they have other gods who could help them against Allah? If so, let them produce their other gods if they are truthful. On the day of judgment, when the dreadful events shall be unfolded, and they shall be asked to prostrate themselves, they shall not be able to do so. They shall stand with eyes downcast, utterly humbled, because during their safe and sound earthly life, they were called upon to prostrate themselves, but they refused to do so. O Prophet, leave to me those who reject this revelation. We shall lead them step by step to their ruin in ways that they cannot perceive. I shall even put up with them for a while, for my plan is foolproof. Or have you, O Prophet, demanded a compensation from them that they are overburdened with debt? Or do they have the knowledge of the unseen and they are writing it down? So wait with patience for the judgment of your Rabb, and be not like the man of the fish who cried when he was in distress. Had his Rabb not bestowed on him his grace, he would certainly have been cast off on the naked shore while he was condemned. But his Rabb chose him and included him among the righteous. The unbelievers would almost trip you up with their eyes when they hear our revelations. They say, he is surely crazy. This is nothing but a reminder to all the people of the world. Surat Al-Haqq. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The Haqq. What is the Haqq? And what will make you understand what the Haqq is? The Thamud and the Ad people denied the striking calamity. For the Thamud, they were destroyed by the thunderbolt. As for the Ad, they were destroyed by a furious windstorm, which we let loose on them for 7 nights and 8 successive days. Had you been there, you would have seen them lying prostrate as though they were hollow trunks of the palm trees. Now, do you see any of them alive? Fir'aun and those before him and the inhabitants of the overthrown cities also committed similar sins and disobeyed the Rasuls of their Rabb, so he gripped them with a tight grip. Just consider the great flood of Noah. When the water rose high, we carried you in the floating ark, that we may make that event a warning for you, so that all attentive ears may retain its memory. As for the doomsday, it shall come when the trumpet will be blown with a single blast, and the earth with all its mountains will be lifted up and crushed into pieces with a single stroke. On that day, the great event will come to pass. Heaven shall split asunder, and the day shall seem flimsy. The angels will stand all around, and eight of them will be carrying the throne of your Rabb above them. That shall be the day when you will be brought before your Rabb, and none of your secrets shall remain hidden. Then he who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand will say, "Here it is, read my book of deeds. I knew that I would certainly face my reckoning." So he will have a life of pleasure in a lofty garden with clusters of fruit within his reach. We shall say to him, "Eat and drink to your heart's content. This is a reward for what you did in the days gone by." While he who will be given his book of deeds in his left hand will say, "Woe to me! Would that I had not been given my book of deeds, nor known what my account was. Would that my death had ended all. My wealth had availed me nothing, and my authority has gone away from me." We shall say, "Seize him and put a chain around his neck, then cast him in the blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain 70 cubits long, for he did not believe in Allah the Most High, nor did he care to feed the poor. Today he neither has a true friend here, nor any food except the pus from the washing of wounds, which none but the wrongdoers eat. Nay, I swear by all that you can see, and all that you cannot see, that this is the word of a noble Rasul. It is not the word of a poet, little is it that you believe, nor is it the word of a soothsayer, little admonition is that you take. This is a revelation from the Rabb of the world. Had he invented false statements concerning us, we would certainly have seized him by his right hand, then cut off his main artery, and none of you could prevent it. Surely this Quran is a reminder to the God-fearing. We know that there are some among you who deny it, and for such disbelievers, it is indeed a cause of despair. Yet surely it is the absolute truth. So glorify the name of your Rabb, the Most High." Surah Al-Ma'arij. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. A questioner asked you about the punishment which is bound to happen. It is for the disbelievers, and there is none to avert it. It will come from Allah, the owner of the ways of ascent. The angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day the measure of which is 50,000 years. Therefore endure with graceful patience. They see it to be far off, but we see it quite near. On that day the sky shall become like molten brass, and the mountains like tufts of wool. Even a close friend will not ask of his friend, though they will see each other. To save himself from the punishment of that day, the culprit will wish to give his children, his wife, his brother, his relatives who gave him shelter, and all that is in the earth in ransom to save himself. By no means. It will be the fire of hell, eager to pluck out his skull. It will be calling all those who tried to escape and turn their back, who collected wealth and withheld it. Indeed, man has been created impatient. When evil befalls him, he becomes despondent. But when blessed with good fortune, he becomes stingy. With the exception of those who offer the salah, remain steadfast in their salah. Set aside a due share in their wealth for the beggars and the deprived. Accept the truth of the day of judgment. Dread the punishment of their Rabb, for none is secure from the punishment of their Rabb, and guard their private parts, except with their wives and those whom their right hands possess, for in their case they are not blameworthy. As for those who seek to go beyond this, they are transgressors. Those who keep their trust and honor their promises, who stand firm in their testimonies and strictly guard their salah, it is they who shall live with honor in paradise. What is the matter with the disbelievers that they are rushing towards you from the right and from the left in groups? Are they each seeking to enter the garden of bliss? By no means. Surely we have created them out of that what they know. But nay, I swear by the rub of the east and the west that we have the power to destroy them and replace them with others better than them, and nothing can hinder us from doing so. Therefore leave them to plunge in vain talk and blunder about until they face that day of theirs which they are being promised, the day when they shall rush forward from their graves as if they were racing towards a goal, with downcast eyes and countenances distorted with shame. Such will be the day which they are being promised. Surah Nuh. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. We sent Nuh to his people, saying, give warning to your people before there comes to them a painful punishment. He said, O my people, I am sent toward you as a plain warner. Worship Allah, fear him, and obey me. If you will do so, he will forgive you your sins and give you respite for an appointed term. The fact is that when the term given by Allah arrives, it cannot be deferred, if you could understand. After exhausting all his efforts, Nuh said, O Rabb, I have pleaded with my people night and day, but my plea has only added to their aversion. Each time I called on them to seek your pardon, they thrust their fingers in their ears and drew their cloaks over their heads, persisting in sin and puffing themselves up with insolent pride. I have called them aloud, appealed them openly in public and secretly in private, saying, seek forgiveness of your Rabb. He is ever ready to forgive you. He will send abundant rain for you from heaven, help you with wealth and sons, and provide you with gardens and the flowing rivers. What is the matter with you that you do not regard the greatness of Allah when he has created you in gradual stages? Can you not see how Allah created the seven heavens, one above the other, placing in them the moon as a light and the sun as a glorious lamp? Allah has caused you to grow as a growth from the earth. He will return you to the same earth and then raise you back to life again on the day of resurrection. Allah has made the earth for you as a wide expanse so that you may walk in its spacious paths. Finally, Nuh submitted. O Rabb, my people have disobeyed me and followed those chiefs whose wealth and children have added to them nothing but loss. They have devised an outrageous plot and said to each other, do not leave your gods, especially Wad, Suah, Yaguth, Ya'uk, and Nas. They have already misled many, so, O Rabb, do not increase the wrongdoers in anything but deviation. Because of their wrongdoings, they were drowned in the great flood and made to enter the fire. They found no one besides Allah to help them, as Nuh had prayed, O Rabb, do not leave a single unbeliever on the surface of the earth, for if you spare any of them, they will mislead your servants and beget none but wicked unbelievers. O Rabb, forgive me, my parents, and every true believer who seeks refuge in my house, and all believing men and believing women. As to the wrongdoers, grant them increase in nothing but destruction. Surah Al-Jin. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Prophet, say, it has been revealed to me that a band of jinns listened to the Quran, then returned to their folk and said, we have heard a wonderful Quran which guides to the right way. We have believed in it and henceforth shall worship none besides our Rabb. Surely our Rabb's majesty is exalted. He has neither taken a wife nor a son. Some who are foolish among us have been uttering atrocious lies about Allah, and we have presumed that no man or jinn could tell a lie concerning Allah. Indeed, some individuals among mankind used to seek protection with some individuals among the jinns, so they caused such jinns to become more arrogant. As a result, they presumed, as you presumed, that Allah would not appoint anyone as a Rasul. We searched the heaven and found it filled with stern gods and shooting stars. Before this, we used to find a seat in heaven for eavesdropping, but now eavesdroppers find shooting stars lying in ambush for them. We did not know whether an evil was intended for the dwellers of the earth or whether their Rabb intended to guide them. There are some among us who are righteous, and some to the contrary. We have sects following different ways. We know that we can neither frustrate Allah in the earth nor frustrate him by flight. As for us, when we listened to the guidance, we believed in it. So he that believes in his Rabb shall have neither the fear of loss nor of injustice. Surely there are some among us who are Muslims, and some who are deviators from the truth. Those who have adopted Islam have found the way to salvation, and those who have deviated from the truth will become the fuel for hell. O Prophet, say, if they had steadfastly followed the right way, we would have certainly vouchsafed them abundant water, and thereby put them to test. He that gives no heed to the warnings of his Rabb shall be made to undergo severe punishment. Mosques are built for Allah's worship, therefore invoke not anyone along with Allah. Yet when Allah's servant Muhammad stood up to invoke him, they were ready to attack him. O Prophet, say, I pray only to my Rabb and worship none besides him. Say, I have no control to cause harm or bring you to the right way. Say, if I were to disobey him, no one can protect me from Allah, nor can I find any refuge besides him. My mission is only to deliver what I receive from Allah and make his messages known. As for those who disobey Allah and his Rasul, they shall be put in the fire of hell to live therein forever. When they shall see the punishment that they are being threatened with, then they shall find out whose helpers are weak and whose supporters are fewer in number. Say, I do not know whether the punishment that you are threatened with is near or whether my Rabb has set for it a distant term. He alone knows the unseen. He does not reveal his secrets to anyone, except to the Rasul whom he may choose for that purpose. And then he appoints guards who march before him and behind him, so that he may know that they have indeed delivered the messages of their Rabb. He also encompasses all their surroundings and keeps account of each and everything. Surat Al-Muzammil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Muzammil, stand in prayers at night, but not the whole night, half of it or a little less, or a little more, and recite the Quran with measured tone. Soon we are going to send you a weighty message. Surely the getting up at night for prayer is most effective for controlling the self and most suitable for reciting the Quran as well, because during the day you are hard-pressed with worldly affairs. Remember the name of your Rabb and devote yourself to him exclusively. He is the Rabb of the East and the West. There is no God but him. Therefore, take him as your protector. Bear patiently with what they say and leave their company in a polite manner. Let me deal with rejectors who are enjoying the comforts of this life, so put up with them for a while. We have in store for them heavy fetters and a blazing fire, choking food and a painful punishment. On the day when the earth with all its mountains will be in violent commotion and the mountains will crumble into heaps of shifting sand. O mankind, we have sent toward you a Rasul to bear witness for you or against you, as we sent a Rasul towards Fir'aun before you. Fir'aun disobeyed our Rasul, so we seized him with a firm grip. If you persist in unbelief, how will you save yourselves on that day which shall turn the children gray-headed? The heavens shall split asunder, and his promise shall be fulfilled. Surely this is but a reminder, So let him who wills take the right way to his Rabb. Surely your Rabb knows that you stand in prayers nearly two-thirds of the night, and sometimes one-half or one-third of it. So do others among your companions. Allah has the measures of the night and the day. He knows that you will not be able to keep it up, so he has turned to you in mercy. Therefore, read from the Quran as much as you easily can. He knows that there may be some sick people among you, and some others who travel through the land to seek Allah's bounty, and yet some others fighting for the cause of Allah. Therefore, read as much of the Quran as you easily can. Establish the Salah, and pay the Zakat, and give to Allah a goodly loan. Whatever good you will send forth for yourselves, you will find it with Allah, which will be much better and greater in reward. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Surat Al-Mudathir. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. O Mudathir, stand up and warn. Proclaim the greatness of your Rabb. Purify your clothes. Keep yourself away from uncleanliness. Do not favor others to expect a gain, and be patient for the sake of your Rabb. When the trumpet will be sounded, that day will be a very difficult day, not easy for the disbelievers. Leave me and the one whom I created alone. I gave him abundant resources, thriving sons, and made his life smooth and comfortable. Yet he hopes I shall give him more. By no means, because he has stubbornly denied our revelations. Soon I shall make him suffer mounting calamities. Surely he pondered and devised a plot. May he perish how he plotted. Again, may he perish how he plotted. He looked around, frowned and scowled. Then he turned his back in scornful pride and said, "This is nothing but counterfeited magic. This is nothing but the word of a human being. Soon I shall cast him into Saqqar." What will make you understand what Saqqar is? It is burning fire which leaves nothing and spares none. It shrivels human flesh. It is guarded by 19 guards. We have appointed none but angels as wardens of the fire, and we have made their number a trial for the unbelievers, so that the people of the book may be convinced, and the faith of the true believers may be increased, and that no doubts will be left for the people of the book and the believers, and that those in whose hearts there is a disease and the disbelievers may say, "What could Allah mean by this parable?" Thus Allah leaves to stray whom he wills, and guides whom he pleases. No one knows the forces of your Rabb except himself, and this is nothing but a reminder to mankind. Nay, by the moon, by the departing night, and by the coming of dawn, surely this hellfire is one of mighty scourge, a warning to mankind, to any who chooses to go forward or to lag behind. Every soul is held in pledge for its deeds, except the people of the right hand, who shall be in paradise. They will ask the culprits, "What brought you into hell?" They will answer, "We did not used to offer salah. We did not used to feed the poor. We used to join those who wasted their time in vain talk, and we used to deny the day of judgment until death overtook us. On that day, no intercession of any intercessors shall profit them. Then what is the matter with them that they turn away from this admonition, like frightened donkeys fleeing from a lion? Nay, each of them wants a scripture of his own to be unrolled before him. But no, the fact is that they do not fear the hereafter. But no, surely this Quran is an admonition. Let him who wills take heed. But none takes heed except by the will of Allah. He alone is worthy to be feared. And he alone is worthy to forgive those who fear him." Surat Al-Qiyamah. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul, Does man think that we shall not be able to put his bones together? Why not? We are able to put together in perfect order the very tips of his fingers. But man wishes to keep on doing evil in the future as well. He questions, when will this day of resurrection be? Well, it will come when the sight shall be dazed, the moon will be eclipsed, and the sun and the moon will be brought together. On that day, man will ask, is there any way to escape? Nay, there will be no refuge. On that day, the refuge will only be towards your Rabb. On that day, man shall be told about all his deeds from the first to the last. Indeed, man shall bear witness against himself, even though he shall plead with excuses. O Prophet, do not move your tongue too fast to memorize this revelation. It is our responsibility to collect it in your memory and make you recite it, and when it is recited, to make you follow it, and then it is our responsibility to explain it. Nay, the fact is that you people love this fleeting life and are heedless to the hereafter. On that day, some faces shall be bright, looking towards their Rabb, and on that day, some faces shall be gloomy, thinking that some backbreaking calamity is about to be inflicted on them. Nay, when a man's soul is about to leave and reaches to the throat, and those around him cry, is there any enchanter to help? Then man will conclude that it was the time of departure from this world. While one leg will twist around the other leg, that will be the day of driving towards your Rabb. But in this life, he neither believed nor offered salah, but on the contrary, he denied the truth and turned away. Then he went to his kinfolk, elated with pride. Woe to you, O man! Woe to you! Again, woe to you, O man! Woe to you! Does man think that he will be left to wander around without any purpose? Was he not once a drop of emitted semen? Then he became a leech-like mass. Then Allah created him and fashioned him in due proportion, and made him either of the two sexes, male and female. Has he not then the power to bring the dead to life? Surat Adahir. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Has there not passed over man a period of time when he was nothing, not even mentioned? Indeed, we have created man from the sperm drop containing both sexes so that we may test him. Therefore, we gave him the faculties of hearing and sight. Then we guided him to the way. Now it is his choice either to be grateful or to be a disbeliever. For the disbelievers we have prepared chains, fetters, and a blazing fire. The righteous shall be in paradise, drinking from a cup of wine mixed with kafur, from a gushing spring at which the servants of Allah will refresh themselves, and shall be able to take out its channels from place to place at their will. They are those who keep their vows and dread the day of widespread terror, who feed the poor, the orphan, and the captive for the love of Allah, saying, we feed you for the sake of Allah alone. We seek from you neither reward nor thanks. For we dread from our Rabb's torment of a very distressful day. So Allah will deliver them from the evil of that day and bestow on them freshness and joy, and reward them for their steadfastness with paradise and garments of silk. There they shall be reclining upon high couches. They shall feel neither the scorching heat nor the biting cold. The trees of paradise will spread their shade around them, and their fruits will hang in clusters within their easy reach. They shall be served with silver dishes, goblets of crystal, and goblets made of crystal clear silver, filled by their attendants in due measure. And they will also be given to drink a cup of wine mixed with zanjabil from a fountain called salsabil. They shall be attended by boys graced with eternal youth. When you see them, they would seem like sprinkled pearls. And whichever direction you will look, you will see blessings and the splendor of a great kingdom. They shall be arrayed in garments of fine green silk and rich brocade, and adorned with bracelets of silver, and their Rabb will give them pure wine to drink. O believers, that's how you will be rewarded and your endeavors appreciated. Surely it is we who have sent down this Quran to you through gradual revelations. Therefore, await with patience the command of your Rabb, and do not yield to any sinner or disbeliever from among the unbelievers. Glorify the name of your Rabb morning and evening. Prostrate before him at night, and glorify him during the long hours of night. These unbelievers love the transitory life of this world and neglect the heavy day that is coming ahead. It is we who created them and made their joints strong, but if we please, we can replace them with others like them through a change. This is indeed an admonition, so let him who will adopt the way of his Rabb. But you cannot will except by the will of Allah. Surely Allah is all knowledgeable, all wise. He admits to his mercy whom he wills, and for the wrongdoers he has prepared a painful punishment. Surah Al-Mursalat. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. By the emissary winds which are sent forth one after another, by the rain and hurricanes, by the winds that lift up and scatter the clouds to their distant places, then separate them one from another, by those who bring down the reminder, either to remove the excuse or to convey the warning. Surely that which you are being promised shall be fulfilled. It is going to be fulfilled when the stars lose their light. Heaven will cleft asunder, the mountains will crumble into dust, and when the Rasuls will be brought together at the appointed time. For what day has all this been deferred? For the day of judgment. And what will explain to you what the day of judgment is? Woe on that day to the disbelievers! Did we not destroy the former generations for their evil deeds? And we shall do the same to later generations who will follow them. Thus do we deal with the guilty. Woe on that day to the disbelievers! Have we not created you from an unworthy fluid, which we placed in a secret resting place for an appointed term? We have estimated its term. How excellent an estimator we are! Woe on that day to the disbelievers! Have we not made the earth a home for both the living and the dead, set on it lofty mountains and given you sweet water to drink? Woe on that day to the disbelievers! On the day of judgment, it will be said to the disbelievers, walk on to hell which you used to deny. Walk on to the shadow of smoke ascending in three columns, giving neither coolness nor shelter from the flames, throwing up sparks as huge as cattle, as if they were yellow camels. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. On that day they shall not be able to speak, nor be given permission to offer their excuses. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. Such will be the day of judgment. We will assemble you and your past generations. Now, if you have a plot, use it against me. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. Surely the righteous shall dwell amidst cool shades and springs, and shall have whatever fruits they desire. We shall say to them, eat and drink to your heart's content. This is the reward for your good deeds. Thus shall we reward the righteous. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. O culprits, eat and enjoy yourselves for a little while. Surely you are culprits. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. When they are asked to bow down before Allah, they do not bow down. Woe on that day to the disbelievers. In what statement after this Quran will they believe?